Could you raise your hand? And if you raise your hand, could you please come and see me next week to confess your lies? You know how many people feel bad about being tempted? Temptation isn't a sin. And if you're alive, you're going to be tempted. If you're a man, a woman will tempt you. If you're a woman, a man can tempt you. Now, if you notice what I said, I say, if you're a man, a woman will tempt you. If you're a woman, a man can tempt you. It is God has made us totally different when it comes to men and women. Men are made to be aggressive. If you are not tempted by a woman, if you are a man, come to see me. You have another sin we have to deal with. We just want to get it clear here at Antioch. Church for all peoples. We put up with no sin, though. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for the opportunity we have to open your word. Father, you know my prayers that you'll move me out of the way. That you will have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. Father, this is your word. And I pray that you will teach me that others may be taught. For there's nothing greater in all the world than what you have said and what you expect. For those of us who need comfort, Lord, I pray you would comfort us. And for those of us who need convicting, I pray you'll convict us. For they both come through your word, through your spirit. And may we be open to correct those things that you bring. In Jesus' most holy, precious, glorious name, we all say. Now, everybody would love to have a formula to walk with God. Amen? Amen. We are a formula-oriented people. We would love to have a special spiritual recipe to produce righteousness. There are no formulas in the Bible, and there are no recipes for righteousness. But folks, there are a lot of patterns. There are nothing but pattern after pattern after pattern in the Bible. And if you understand biblical spiritual patterns, it'll make your life a lot easier to deal with. Now, God shows us his pattern for how he deals with you and I, how he's dealt with. We just finished chapter 3 of the book of Matthew, and God gave great honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Following the greatest honor given by God the Father and the Holy Spirit to the Son, Jesus Christ, came his greatest temptation. And that is a pattern in our lives. Oftentimes we would say, why does bad things always follow good things? You ever thought about that? That's not the pattern. The pattern is the bad thing's going to happen. Because it's the only way God can help you and I grow. Is to take us through stressful, difficult times. Now, the pattern is God will allow something good to come so the bad won't be so bad. And you tell me what has changed your life more to be more like Christ. The blessings or the stressful times you got to go through. Y'all don't want to answer that, do you?
No.
I'm not going to confess that. You know how many charismatic people won't say a lot of things because they say they are claiming it?
Yeah.
If I say that negative, I'm claiming it. Let me give you a secret. God says he's going to bring negative things in your life to mow you. You ain't got to claim it. Just get ready for it. Has nothing to do with faith or lack of faith. It has everything to do with God. Because that is the pattern that God has established to mold us. And you know how many Christians fail during the stress time? How many Christians fail during the temptation? I have a friend, a close friend. We have a family friend. And we are constantly at times getting into arguments about different things. Most of them are just things. But every now and then we get into biblical discussions. And one time in our past, we got into a big discussion about the difference between being tested and tempted. Do you know biblically there is no difference in the word tempt and test? It's the same Greek word. The only difference is if you succeed by the power of the Holy Spirit, you is tested. If you fail by submitting to your spirit, you were tempted and you failed. Can I get a witness on that? Are we having fun yet? Jesus Christ, it says in verse 1, look at this. Chapter 4, Matthew. Then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested, tempted by the devil. Jesus was led after this great experience of being baptized and honored by God. Now, did it say he failed and fell into temptation? Fell into the test? Did it say that he accidentally went into the test? Did it say because he was not righteous, he was tested and tempted?
No, sir.
Did it say he was led by the Holy Spirit after this great experience with God, this great witness? Folks, you know what's so amazing to me is last year this church was honored tremendously. God put us right in the middle of national, international news with what we were doing. Did anyone think that this church wouldn't be tested after that? Yeah, you do. You know why I know you didn't expect it? How you complain about the testing. Give a little response back to the pastor. Jesus says now, as John came down to him, he said, I can only baptize you with water. But there's one that's coming, verse 11, chapter 3, that's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Anyone understand being baptized with spirit and fire means? Anyone understand this whole aspect about fire? Purification. Testing. Ooh, and ouching. The spiritual gift of ouch is coming. I can do it with water, John says. Jesus is coming. He don't need no water. No, he don't need no water to get you saved. Yeah, he's going to put the Spirit in you permanently, and then the Spirit is going to lead you to the fire.
Yes, sir.
Is the pastor having fun today or what? Now, some denominations, some churches trying to lead that fire stuff to just one particular gift called tongues out of chapter 2 of the book of Acts. El Rongo Interpretational. How y'all like my Spanish show? Now, when I look at you know how many Christians will make you feel guilty about the simple fact of being tempted or tested? If you are breathing and God has honored you, you're going to be tempted. It is a El Natural. Man, I am semi something. Now today, just to set this up, because we're gonna break it down. Every one of you is gonna be tempted along this pattern. If you know the pattern, you can head it off. Satan did it with Eve, she failed. Satan did it with Jesus, he succeeded. And we're going to compare the two, why she failed and why he succeeded. Same temptation, same pattern, same way. And you're going to see that every way you're tempted is going to fall in one of these three ways. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how much education, lack of it, don't matter how, well, your size, big, small, thin, don't matter. You're going to fall in one of these patterns. Are you getting excited about hearing about the pattern?
Yes, sir.
Now, just be ready to get beat up real bad the next couple of weeks, because guess who don't want you to know the pattern? And the next couple of Sundays, guess what's going to happen? Something's going to come up. You're going to be sicker than you've ever been sick before. And you're going to try his best to keep you from hearing this sermon. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to fail the test. A lot of you are going to fail the test. A lot of you right now is thinking about setting up a trip. But everything I have learned about how to not fall into this pattern of failure, that's a pattern too. Success or failure in Christ is a pattern.
Come on.
And everything I've learned not to fall into the pattern of failure, I've learned from the experience of Noah's Ark. Would you guys like for me to give you 11 reasons that I have learned not to fall into temptation and the pattern of failure by what I've learned through Noah's Ark?
Yes, sir.
Okay, number one, don't miss the boat. Can I get a witness on that? If you want to know one thing about the Noah's Ark experience, don't miss the boat. Because God's going to give you a boat to get out of every temptation. Number two. Remember, we're all in the same boat. You can't get holier than now when you realize that everyone falls under temptation. It's whether or not you're going to succeed or fail. Number three. Plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Can't hear you. Do what God tells you to do regardless. Because before it rained with Noah, it had never rained on earth before. Did you know that? It never had rained before God brought rain. And most of the rain didn't come from the sky. Excuse me. Most of the water did not come from the sky. It came from the earth. Most of your temptation is not going to come from outside. It's going to come from within. Ooh, are we flowing yet? No, goodness gracious. Should I stop now?
No, sir.
Well, should we keep on going?
Yes, sir.
I got 11 of them. I didn't say 11. I said 11. Now, if you got 11 something, you don't have to worry about it. But if you got 11, you better hear them all. Can I get a witness on that?
Amen.
See, because we got to be a church for all peoples. So you got to speak some of that Southernese and Easternese. East side knees. Number four, stay fit. When you're 60 years old, God could ask you to do something really big. You know how many older people think they got the right to retire? Can't hear you. There's not that many old people in here, I guess. Stay, God. 60 years old, 65 when God dealt with Enoch. Abraham, old dude, was 100 when he had his boy. Then God told him, go climb a mountain, take that boy up there. Stay spiritually fit. Just because you think it's over, a lot of you young people right now think, whoa, God must be through, man. My life. Oh, I've tried and I'm just wasting away. Are you nuts? Are you still breathing? Can you see spiritually? Stay fit. God got something great he want to ask you. And if you're going through a testing time, it's because he's getting you ready. Either he's already blessed you and you ain't got the guts enough to tell him things from where it used to be. And you're just complaining so much about how it is right now. You ain't fit. And I said, you ain't fit. I could have said, you are not fit. But that won't make the emphasis like you ain't fit, does it? Something. You know, people always talk about black people being from the South and how you talk. Have you ever noticed that? How does black people from the South, you talk so funny? Well, white people taught us. We came from Africa. So chill out. We're trying to catch up with y'all. You've had many years to learn that language. You know it's so funny. There's going to be some white people go home mad about that. And there's some black people right now going, whoo. I can't believe he said that. We're talking about temptation, right?
That's right.
See if you're going to pass the test. Number five. Don't listen to critics. Go on with the job that needs to be done. Can you imagine how many times Noah was tempted after 100-some years to give this up? Can't hear you. There was no precedent for building arks. What's that? There was no water. So the boy says, why are you building this boat in Arizona, boy? I feel a wave coming. I don't know how he answered it. He just kept building. You know how many times that it is so tempting to look at what Antioch is doing and go, it ain't worth taking all this fight and mess. But if I listen to the critics, I won't keep going. The temptation is to be and do what's easy. I can just see Jesus Christ. I mean, the only thing Jesus had to do is just look at Satan and say, dust you are. I can hear you. He is over the man. He's over him and he allows him to tempt him. Number six. Always build your future and decisions on the high ground. Build it on high ground. Many people get mad at Antioch on the stance we take about a lot of things. But we always build our stance on the high ethic. And you're always going to get tested when you hold a high ethic standard. If someone's always trying to find some way to cut you down so they don't have to have the same standard and can justify you wrong. Isn't that amazing? Build, if you want to eliminate temptation, go for the high ground. Scripture allows me to do a lot of things. It allows me to do a lot of things. But I want to choose that to keep me blameless. Can't hear you. I can drink. I can go drink if I like. It said don't get drunk. But if I so desire, I can drink. But I take the higher standard. I don't drink. At all. Most of the time, I won't even drink water. I don't drink sodas. Because I took a higher standard with a friend. He drank all the time when we was rookies with the Dallas Cowboys. And I challenged him. I said, you know what kind of athlete you are? I said, but you drink too much. And I was on him and on him and on him about drinking. He got so mad at me one day. I mean, he was furious at me. And he goes, you drink sodas? I said, yeah. He says, now if you put a nail in a soda, it'll eat through it. I said, well, I don't plan on leaving that soda in my mouth for 3 or 4 weeks, you know. He said, you just trying to make fun of me. But beer is better for you than soda. I said, well, I tell you what. If you're going to use that as an excuse, I will never have another soda in my life. That was 1974. First thing running through your mind is, did he quit drinking? It wasn't about him stop drinking. It was about my commitment to him to show him I loved him. Now, I wasn't trying to just put laws on him. Now, some of you have come and tried to put some laws on me that you think is right, and I haven't accepted it, have I? You see, it's by the Spirit's leading where I say what I will and won't do, not by your expectations. Because I have to build. If you're going to stay out of temptation, you got to build on the higher ground. Man, we got to rush now. I'm sorry. We got to get through with this. 7. For safety's sake, travel in pairs. Can't hear you. Have someone you can be yourself and lay yourself out to. Go in pairs. Nothing you can hide from. And they are very rare to find. They will stab you in the back. So when you find one, protect them, hoard them. Thank God for them. Traveling pairs. 8. Speed isn't always the best way. The snail was on the ark as well as the cheetah. Can't hear you. Hold the boat! God, some that slow had to start early. God gave the snail how many years to get on the boat? 120? Okay. 9. When you're stressed, float a while. Just float a while. Most of us, when we get stressed, we want to speed up on our decisions. Speed of decision always makes a bad result. You get stressed out, just chill. Most people would think that you don't care, though. Don't get caught up in that. Ooh, 10. I think this is 10. Remember, the ark was built by amateurs and the Titanic was built by professionals. Just because someone has a professional opinion, don't make it right. Should be based on the Bible. And 11, no matter what the storm, no matter how bad it gets, And no matter how high the waves are, with God, there's always a rainbow at the end. Guys, coming close. Remember, we're going to talk about the whole aspect of temptation. Don't forget about the benevolence boxes for those that are members and those that are in need. And I would meet all your visitors over to the side. Thank you for coming. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being our God. And thank you for what you want to accomplish in our lives when we deal with temptation. Because, Lord, when we're honored, it is time to be tempted. In Jesus' name, amen.